There are so many words that define Binyavanga Wainaina. Wanjiku, you're not just a poet, but a literature expert. What comes into your mind when you hear Binyavanga Wainaina?
Courage, first of all. Because throughout his literary life specifically, he just broke borders. Initially, before the 2000s, when Kwani, the literary magazine, was founded by him, it was just, you can only publish in English. And then he made the space so open and said, you know what? No, we're breaking all of these rules. And now we can publish in Sheng. You know, this is the local language that mostly young people are using in Nairobi. And he said, it's okay for you to tell your story in your own words.
One of his most outstanding literature works was what he wrote about how to write about Africa in 2006.
Yes.
I'm sure you have read these. Tell us, what inspiration can we get from these, or what was he trying to say about Africa?
First of all, he was tired of all the stereotypes that mostly Western media or Western publishers were having in books about African countries. And so he, for example, one of my favorite excerpts, there are so many things you can take away from this essay, is how to write about Africa. So an excerpt: your African characters may include naked warriors, loyal servants, diviners and seers, ancient wise men living in hermetic splendor, or corrupt politician, inept polygamous travel guides, and prostitutes you have slept with. I mean, just look around. The reports that are being done, the books that people write actually after they visit Africa, they all go, wow, oh, the poor little kids. Or, you know, that is very stereotypical. And what you can learn from such an essay as one as how to write about Africa is confront those stereotypes and say, actually, it's not like this. We see what you think we are.
Well, Wanjiku, why do you think he was so concerned about changing the image people have of Africa?
When you follow Binyavanga's writings, for example, in his memoir, One Day I Will Write About This Place, he deals a lot with issues of class and issues of identity. And in fact, one of the incidents that he brings out is one time someone asked him to prove his Kenyan-ness because of his first name. Binyavanga is a Ugandan name. His mother was Ugandan. And so he addresses these issues of identity. Now, why am I bringing up this book? Because for Binyavanga, it was important for Africans to know how to talk about themselves, to question and challenge these stereotypes and define how they want to be defined. Therefore, whenever he was writing, not just One Day I Will Write About This Place, but also lots of his writings that you can find, all of them at planetbinya.org, you'll find a list of all his writings, or most of his writings. It's just about questioning and being brave to imagine yourself.
It's good that you did mention about identity, because we all know Wainaina, just as you said, was more than a writer. He was a renowned gay activist, openly coming out in 2014. Why do you think he remains an important figure on the fight for gay people in Kenya and Africa as a large?
I think based on his status in the Kenyan society and also the world at large, him coming out to say, look, I am gay, do what you will, was an affirming move. You know, for all the people who identify on the LGBTQI spectrum, it was an affirming move for them to know, actually, it's okay for me to also come out, or to feel safe that there's someone else who looks like me and works like me and can relate to my kind of living, to come out and say, yes, I identify as a gay person. Why this is important is because Kenya, we know, is not a very safe space for LGBTQI people. It's not. Simply just looking at the laws that are used to infringe on the human rights of anyone who is remotely suspected to identify in this way. The police will say it's illegal, but actually homosexuality is not illegal. It's not, but this law that prohibits a sexual act between men is used to infringe on the rights of men. We've seen cases in the media. We've reported about these cases. And therefore, it is important for someone like Binyavanga to say, look, I am gay and I am doing this and there's nothing you can do. It's important to give voice to those who do not know how to say this, but also for the others who maybe are not ready to say this, to know, okay, I'm not alone.
Well, Wanjiku, it's good that you did mention you took part in his Kwani initiative. You had the chance of getting to know him in your life. How do you think he would want to be remembered?
First of all, I have to say, I knew him more like a presence, an enigma, you know? You know Binyavanga, Binya is around. And it's true, I've had the honor of sharing different spaces with him. And how I want to remember him is through courage. Because whether it's in his activism, whether it's in self-expression, you've seen his colorful hair, for example. You've seen him wearing a tutu during a presentation. That's, you know, a small skirt as a man in Kenya. That's ridiculous, right? Or would be seen as ridiculous. But that for me communicates, you know what, just you do you. Forget about what other people are doing and just be fully confident in who you know you are. He went full on. And this is something that I would love to remember him by. Just go full out. Do you.